We'll sneak into the May 9, 2014 Wayne Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the not-so-spacious studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. Gorilla Radio. The name sounds a little ominous. Whatever the case, Gorilla Radio is a project of Western Kentucky University professor Jeff Butterfield.
N7TJB.
Who spoke with Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, in the Rain booth at the 2013 Dayton Hamvention.
Gorilla Radio. It's actually just, it's not an official term, and probably not something the league would sanction, but it's something that a lot of amateurs are interested in. Let me give you a little bit of background. When I bought my first house, that was back in the 1990s, I bought a house that was in a homeowners association-controlled CCNR neighborhood. And the thing that happened to me, and I think this is something that happens to a lot of amateur radio operators, at the time I wasn't particularly active, and so I wasn't really making that my key focus when I was shopping for a house. And what actually happened, and I think a lot of people have had this experience, my wife was the one that was actually doing the shopping. And she fell in love with this house, and if you know anything about it, once the wife falls in love with something, the decision ceases to be rational and becomes purely emotional. And so once that happened, I realized I had veto power, but it was really going to be a foregone conclusion. So I moved into a house and suddenly discovered after we moved in that we had an HOA with very, very strict restrictions on any sort of outdoor antennas. And so that really began for me a multi-year exploration into CCNRs, HOAs, and trying to figure out how to aggressively maximize what an amateur radio operator can do in the face of restrictions. And that's where I get the term guerrilla radio. I think a lot of people hear about stealth radio. They find themselves in these situations. To me, the word stealth seems almost timid. I'm going to put out the smallest antenna I possibly can. You've seen magazine articles where they say, go get a roll of 30-gauge magnet wire from the Hamfest and string it out. Well, I don't know if you've ever done that or not. I have, and it's a very unsatisfying experience. Well, the reason that this was kind of percolated back up on my radar screen, I've moved since then. I live in a house that doesn't have restrictions. But about a year ago, and I'm sure that you covered this, somebody in Congress tossed the FCC a softball and gave them an opportunity to review amateur radio and whether or not CCNRs were too restrictive on things like emergency communication and so forth. And as you know, the league was trying to lobby a lot of hams to contribute to that, to comment on that. But the FCC came out, and in fairness, I really wasn't very surprised, and they said, well, we really don't see that there's a problem. And I'm probably not quoting them exactly. But I remember when I heard that report, I about screamed, because the reality is that today it's almost impossible to buy anything other than an older house that isn't in some sort of a neighborhood that has some sort of restrictions. So today, if you're a ham radio operator, you can either buy an old home, or you can, as we did, live way out in the county. That's what I'm doing. I live way outside of town. But for a lot of hams, that's not practical. You know, you live in Chicago. For you to move out to the county, quote unquote, would be a significant undertaking. A lot of hams find themselves in the situation where they can't really operate the way they want to, and they either give up, which is terrible, or they operate at a very timid, bare minimum kind of a thing. And this is where the guerrilla radio comes in. There are a lot of things that hams can do to maximize their enjoyment of the hobby, even if they have some restrictions. But it's kind of that aggressive mindset, and hence the name. Do you live in a homeowners association kind of an area?
No, fortunately I do not.
You do not. A lot of people don't understand homeowners associations. I actually infiltrated a homeowners association board at that house. When I realized that I couldn't have an antenna, I said, oh man, I need to figure this out and figure out what I can get away with. Now let me just explain, HOAs can have a lot of power. I experienced this when I first moved in. We had an active homeowners association, and we had monthly dues at the place that I was living. They had a lot of common space in the neighborhood that they had to maintain, and there was a neighbor just around the corner from me who refused to pay these dues. Nice person, but kind of a redneck. I'm not going to pay this fee. And typically what homeowners associations will do is they'll file a lien against your house, and then when you go to sell the house, you'll have to pay those off before you can close the transaction. Well, the homeowners board was coming up short, I guess, on some improvements that they wanted to do. And they looked around and they said, where could we get some extra money? And they said, so-and-so hasn't paid us homeowners dues in 2 years. And so instead of just putting a lien on this person's house, they had the HOA lawyer foreclose on him. And literally foreclosed. There was a sheriff's auction, and they evicted this person. This happened within the first 3 months of my living there. And so I was about ready to put an antenna up, and I said, whoa, this is a group I don't want to mess with. They do potentially have a lot of power, but there's a lot of things that you can do to work around them.
What eventually happened to that tenant?
Most homeowners associations have an attorney. In a lot of particularly larger cities, there are attorneys that make their entire living doing nothing but representing homeowners associations, condominium associations, municipal utility districts, other kinds of residential groups. They tend to be very aggressive, and these attorneys have forgotten more about law than you and I will ever know. And so when the homeowners association says, get that money out of him now or foreclose on him, this attorney was all too happy to do it. And I think that the person living around the corner didn't believe they would do much and probably didn't have the cash to pay the 2 or 3 years of back dues. But I remember coming home from work and the sheriff's auction was just wrapping up and my jaw dropped. And I thought, wow, if they can do this to this guy for not paying his homeowner's dues, if I put an antenna in my backyard, what are they going to do to me? And so that's when I said, I'm going to have to sit down and figure out how do homeowners associations work and what can I do? And I've owned 3 homes, but what I've discovered is that most people, regardless of where you live, can do more than they think they can get away with if they figure out the situation and then pursue every opportunity they've got aggressively.
You're listening to a conversation between Jeff Butterfield,
N7TJB,
a Western Kentucky University professor, and Rains Hap-Holly, KC9RP. This conversation about the so-called guerrilla radio will continue in a moment. This is the Rain Report.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Let me just share a couple of ideas. Number one, I joined the Homeowners Association board, and I found that to be very, very helpful. And just a little tip for your listeners, most homeowners association boards are always looking for members. It's an unpaid volunteer thing, and they're always looking for people who can join it. And so if you find yourself in a situation where there is a body that controls your neighborhood, go to whatever the neighborhood picnic or whatever events they're having and let them know that you're interested and you can join them. Now, the piece of advice I give is don't show up at the first homeowners association meeting and say, well, now I'm on the board and I want to stick a 100-foot tower in my backyard and here's what I'm going to do. Instead, what you're going to do is try to figure out the dynamics of that group, how they tick. But let me just share an idea. Homeowners associations as a group are driven by one idea. It's sort of their prime directive. And what that is they just want to maintain the aesthetic look and feel of the neighborhood. That's it. A lot of ham radio operators believe that homeowners associations are groups that were set up to oppose ham radio operators, and that's not really true. They don't dislike ham radio operators any more than they dislike people that like to work on their cars out in the driveway or people that like to keep a boat or an RV on the side of their house and whatnot. And the reality is most people in the neighborhood like the homeowners association and they like the restrictions. And honestly, I would argue that most hams like HOAs. For the most part, we like that the neighborhood doesn't look junky and people aren't raising chickens in the backyard and different things like that. So we like a lot of the benefits. The problem is, again, with our antennas, that's the one restriction that we run into. But what the Homeowners Association really wants to do is just to maintain things and keep them all in order. And an idea that I like to share with people, and I'm going to see if you recognize this or not. When I speak to audiences about this, I tell my audiences the following. Gladys Kravitz is alive and well and lives in your neighborhood. Now, do you know who Gladys Kravitz is? My older listeners, right? They all know who Gladys is. There was an old sitcom back in the 60s called Bewitched. And it was an old cheesy sitcom about a lady who was a witch, fell in love with a mortal guy, and it was just a just a canned sitcom. It was sort of the dynamics of a witch being married to a mortal, and the mother-in-law, and his boss was like the pointy hair boss out of Dilbert. But they had a minor character in Bewitched, and her name was Gladys Kravitz. And she was the stereotypical old lady who had nothing better to do than to see what everybody in the neighborhood was doing and paid attention, looked at them through binoculars. And she always knew that something was going on at this witch's house, something supernatural. But fortunately, Gladys's husband thought she was nuts, and anytime she would see something, he'd just tell her, "Ah, you're crazy, forget about it." Well, let me tell you, this was the one thing I learned when I was serving on HOA boards, is that Gladys Kravitz lives in your neighborhood. And what's interesting is, in most cases, it's not the stereotypical old woman looking through windows with the binoculars. More often than not, it's middle-aged people. And in my experience, the people that would come complain to the HOA board about things were more often male than female. And so you need to kind of be aware of this. The people who are going to be looking at you all the time are generally people that are thinking about maybe selling their property. You know, they say that Americans move on average every 6 or 7 years. So there's always in a neighborhood some movement. And so if people are thinking about moving, they suddenly get very hyper concerned about who's mowing their grass or who's got weeds or who's got an antenna in their backyard. And because they're concerned about the resale value of their property, they're going to go snitch on you. So you always have to be mindful. But understand that very often the people that are going to make an issue aren't the people that you suspect.
This concludes part one of our conversation between Western Kentucky University professor Jeff Butterfield,
N7TJB,
and Rains Hap-Holly, KC9RP. We'll hear more about Jeff's Guerrilla Radio project next time. If you're heading off to the Dayton Hamvention being held May 16, 17, and 18 in suburban Dayton, Ohio, don't forget to drop by the Rain Booth, number 329. You'll also find the 160 Gateway Radio newsletter and Newsline, though we don't know just who will be with us this year from Newsline. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2014 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for the entire staff of the Rain Report, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com. See you in booth 329 at Hamvention.